More newcomers will be able to settle in Sudbury over the next 2 years under the Rural and Northern Immigration Pilot, RNIP. Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe announced on July 12 the federal government is boosting the number of the city's allocations under the program. In 2023, Sudbury will receive 515 spots, which is up from the original 325, while in 2024, Sudbury will receive 200 allocations, which is up from 60. I have seen firsthand the importance of this program across our region. Not only has the program directly addressed gaps and challenges such as the labor shortages, but it also continues to drive economic prosperity for our communities in ways that will have a generational impact, LaPointe said in a news release. I have heard directly from employers about how beneficial this program has been to attract workers, grow and expand businesses, and create economic opportunities within our communities. Today's news is extremely exciting for the region, and our ability to attract workers while growing Sudbury's economy. Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. Announced in 2019, the RNIP is a national immigration pilot program aimed at drawing more newcomers to the rural and northern parts of the country. It provides a path to permanent residency for skilled foreign workers, while also helping to alleviate labor shortages in participating communities. Sudbury is one of 11 communities selected to participate in the pilot. Others include North Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, Timmins, and Thunder Bay, all of which have reported success in attracting new workers to their communities through the program. In Sudbury, the program is administered by the city's Economic Development Division and funded by FEDNR, the Greater Sudbury Development Corporation, and the city. LaPointe said coordinators have recommended 541 applicants be approved for immigration through the program. Including those applicants' family members, that's resulted in 1,103 newcomers settling in Sudbury. The RNIP program is scheduled to wrap up in 2024. Although proponents are lobbying the federal government to make it permanent.